If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday. Our friend Garrett is off today, but don't worry, naughties. We've got so much gossip, so much news to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. If I sound a little bit hoarse today, don't worry. I woke up with a little bit of a tickle in my throat. I think it's allergies. Is anybody else suffering? Oh my goodness, I've been sneezing for a week. Life's good. I'm not complaining. Life is good. But if any of you know some good allergy medications, I'm taking Claritin, let me know. Let me know. Okay, let's jump into the show. Big story at the top of the show. There's a new report out, a bombshell report, that Britney Spears is, quote, completely dysfunctional and in the danger of going broke. So a new report out by TMZ reports that Britney is in serious danger on both her mental and financial front. And any day now, people worry that this could explode. They say she's doing a lot worse now than she was when she was under the controversial conservatorship. So as for her mental health, one source says she's, quote, completely dysfunctional. And since the conservatorship ended, she's had no supervision. And according to sources, she has been having radical mood swings that people are saying are very shocking. Also, too, sources are saying she is burning through money. Britney has a lot of money, but she also lives very, very high. There is little money now coming in. She's not in Vegas anymore. That was a huge earner for Britney. One of the reasons stars do Vegas is the money. They just love this cash cow. It's a relatively easy job. They don't have to tour. Sometimes if they live in California, they fly in and out just for a couple of shows, then they go home. Sometimes they can sleep in their own bed at night if they do a show and leave right afterwards. Celebrities love doing this. It's just a pot of gold. Britney's not doing that anymore. Now, she doesn't sell albums anymore either, so that source of income has dried up, and Britney never wrote her huge hits. So a lot of pop stars like Billy Joel is a great example, Paul McCartney, Alicia Keys, they won't sing songs that other people wrote. And so that's why they do not need any money ever, because those hits will always be playing somewhere around the world. Can you imagine being Taylor Swift? Forget all the money she makes on concerts, just her royalties from her songwriting credits are tens of millions of dollars. Well, Britney doesn't have that. But she's spending as if she does. And now insiders are really, really worried. Worried for several different reasons. I hit the phones. They're saying, obviously, Britney has struggled with mental health issues. We know that. She's been honest about that. Without somebody in charge, there's nobody there to make sure she takes her medicine. Now, after the... And it was a controversial conservatorship. I'm not saying it wasn't. After the conservatorship with her father ended, after 13 years, Sam, her husband, really stepped up. Made sure she took her pills every day. Made sure she had a good diet. She exercised. They did all the things that are possible to make somebody okay. Now, all those guardrails, they've completely disappeared. And now Britney is pretty much by herself. What the big fear is the last time this happened over 13 years ago, the people that popped up into Britney's life were not good people. Anybody that was a good person, anybody that tried to help, Britney got rid of. And she just wanted yes people around her. Yes, yes, yes. People who told her, fine, fine, fine. People who told her if she wanted to go out clubbing and dancing and drinking and whatever else, all fine, fine, fine. Those are the type of people that Britney is now attracting, allowing into her life. What do they do, though? We fought quite hard, the public did, with the outrage that Britney was not in charge of her own life. Remember that? We really got behind it. Free Britney, free Britney. Well, now she's free, and now these are the consequences. But is it better that she's now free and allowed to make terrible decisions? It's her money, it's her life. We can all make bad decisions, can't we? But that's our choice. Or would it be better to have somebody there helping her? Now, the difference is Britney, once again, Britney has severe mental health issues. She's spoken about this. This isn't something shady we're talking about. I tread very carefully when I talk about people's mental health. It's very, very important. And so Britney does suffer profoundly here, which some people would argue puts her in a position where she can't really make good decisions. And so it's a very complicated, really difficult topic today. Britney Spears is in a ton of trouble. Insiders are saying she's completely dysfunctional. They fear she is in danger of going broke. What do you think? Controversial question today. Was Britney better off under her conservatorship? I never ever thought would say that, not on the Naughty But Nice show. I never thought would have to consider this. But are taking some people's rights away from them to protect them, is that ever a good idea? A tough one today. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Okay, moving along, a little bit of more bad news. Oh, I don't like this on a Monday. Don't worry, we will get happy in a minute. Justin Bieber has posted some pictures on Instagram that have his fans very, very worried. So Justin sparked concerns amongst his fans when he posted a series of selfies on Instagram, some of which show him crying. He's in tears. The singer shared the photographs without any captions, there's no context here, leaving fans to speculate about the emotional turmoil behind the images. In one picture, heartbreaking, Justin appears to have tears welling in his eyes as he looks into the camera. In another photograph, he has tears running down his cheeks. This has made people really, really worried. He did not offer any explanation. Fans have flooded the comment section with messages of concern and support. Justin is another young pop star who has suffered with mental health issues. He's been honest about that too. And his fans love him. I find this really, really concerning and almost, dare I say it, a little bit selfish. Not that Justin is blue, not that Justin is sad. Express your emotions. But when you only give your fans, people that love you, just what's happening and nothing else, it puts them in a really bad position. Justin, please go back to Instagram and give us some words. We want to know. This isn't a tease. Tell us what's going on. People love you. People want to help you. And this is true for you in your life too. Don't just let people see you crying. Tell them why that you are crying, and then they can make a difference. I've really learned to not hide my feelings anymore, and my life has got so much better. Instead of the worst thing you can do is pretending to be happy. Don't put on a happy face anymore. If you want to cry, that is 100% fine. It is absolutely right. But when I want to cry, I also too tell people why I'm crying. And that's where you can find a solution. Because when you tell other people why you are crying, you also explain it to yourself. And maybe that's even more important. Justin, I know you are struggling. My insiders, my sources say, this has been going on a long time. In fact, a lot of my insiders don't think they'll ever see Justin perform ever again. He used to love the music business, and then it turned. It got dark. It got depressing. Justin just writes songs. If that's what you love doing, it doesn't matter if you never release them, if you never record them. Sit down, grab your guitar, go back to the stuff that made you happy. And I think that's a really good lesson for all of us. When you are sad, close your eyes and think about what made you happy. When in your life were you the happiest? And go back, try to go back to doing that. Okay, moving along. Prince Harry is returning to London. Da, da, da. So he's set to return in London in May. So very, very soon, to mark the first visit since his father, King Charles III, announced that he was resuming his royal duties. So this blew up over the weekend. It actually happened on Friday after we taped our show, so it's worth thinking about it for a minute. On Friday, there was a bombshell report that the king had updated his funeral plans. Well, this sent everybody into a spin, an absolute outcry. What is going on? A frenzy. Is the king dying? My sources tell me that the headlines, funeral plans and cancer, in the same sentence, that's not good. However, this was just an automatic, a very standard update of the procedures. This happens when you are the king. So the day he became king is the day they started to plan his funeral. It's that bizarre, but it's true. They want to be prepared. His funeral, the funeral of a monarch, is all about the succession of the next person. So they want to make sure it's done right. It's a 10-day mourning period. Lots of things happen during that 10 days. Maybe the most important is that William becomes king. Also too, the body is laid in state for people to come and pay their final respects. And there's lots of little details that change over time. If you've ever made your funeral plans, if you have a will, you know that you have to update it. And so what's going to happen with Harry at the funeral? Where does he want Harry to sit? I think he'll be on the front row, but that's Charles's decision. It's his funeral. What songs do they want to play? Now that Charles has revealed he has cancer, I'm told Charles wants people there who have been so supportive to him. It's not a coincidence that one of his first new public engagements is going to a cancer ward. He wants to say thank you. Cancer now has become part of his life. He's going to use the rest of his life to try and do good, really find a cure, really help people. He wants that to be reflected at his funeral. So as you can see here, it isn't that they're rushing the plans because they think he's going to die tomorrow. No, absolutely not. If that was the case, he wouldn't return to work. Think of your friends in your office. The friends that take some time off because they are sick and return, it's because they got better. Friends that don't return, that's the ones you have to be really worried about. Charles is returning to work. This was just a really sort of technical update. It was something that was quite standard procedure. They were literally like dusting off the plans, making sure everybody was in the right seat, making sure all the hymns that were going to be performed were the ones that the king still wanted, and also too adding different aspects to the service to reflect his life. So don't worry here about King Charles. That's what's going on. But back to Harry, he's going back for the Invictus Games, the 10th year celebration of these games, which he invented. It's very important for him. It's scheduled to take place on May 8th in a very, very big, large service of thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Lots of celebrities are going to be there. Harry's going to be there too. It is unclear if he will visit with his dad or his brother, although I'm sure he will visit with his dad. Let's hope him and William can spend some quality time together. And at the moment, it's unclear if Meghan will go. I asked my sources, my royal sources, and they said it would be lovely to have her there. And Harry, obviously, obviously loves it when Meghan is around. He's much more confident when he's around Meghan. So I think the plan is maybe this might be the first time in a long time that we see Meghan and Harry back in London, and maybe even back with his dad. Okay, quickly, before we get a break, we have new information about Tom Cruise and his daughters Suri and why they have pretty much no contact. It's because of one rule, just one rule. So according to a former Scientologist leader, Karen de la Cormagne, there is one major rule that may be preventing Tom Cruise ever seeing his daughter. So the former Scientologist explains that Katie Holmes, that's Tom's ex-wife and Suri's mother, has been labelled, quote, a suppressive person by the Church of Scientology. In Scientology terms, a suppressive person is someone considered to be an enemy of the church due to the action they have took against it. Now, the reason they label Katie as an enemy of the church is she left. She was a member of the church when she was with Tom, and then she left. And they said because Suri is still close to her mother, Katie, Tom will have no contact with her based on Scientology principles. It's all so sad, isn't it? So Tom's other children, remember, he does have two other children with ex Nicole Kidman. Those two kids are still members of Scientology, and thus their relationship with Tom is still good. So it's not about Suri being a Scientologist here. I doubt she is, but we don't know that for a fact. This is about Katie Holmes. So even if Suri joined the church, jumped back into the church, unless she gets rid of her mother, literally cuts off contact with her mother, Tom and her will never be okay. It's quite extraordinary, but Scientology, it prioritizes the church over everything else, including family. Family ranks lower on the hierarchy than the church. Oh, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show, we talked about Meghan Markle poised to rake in a seven-figure sum. Ooh, big money. In under a year from her American Riviera Orchard brand. Oh, it sounds so fancy, doesn't it? So she started to sell her jams. She hasn't actually put them up yet for people like you and you need to buy. She's handed them out to some influencers, to some of her friends. I'm told it's delicious. Lots more products are going to be coming out. Towels, bedding, all sorts of marvellous stuff from the Duchess. Our question was, will you buy Meghan's products? What do you think? Will you buy them? We love Gwyneth's. We love Martha Stewart's. Will Meghan be somebody that is in your home too? Let's have a look. Oh, 75% said yes. I'm with you. I can't wait. I really want to try that jam. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day. Oh, Travis Kelce is our nicest of the day. He's finally given us an official term for his relationship with Taylor Swift. He calls her his, quote, significant other. Oh, so at a charity event in Vegas, love was in the air as Travis affectionately referred to Taylor as his significant other. It was a really charming, charming moment. Really heartwarming video shows them in the room together at the event. Everybody is staring. He got up on the stage and surprised guests by announcing an addition to the live auction. Often at these big celebrity events, they have auctions and they auction off amazing prizes and all the money goes to the charity. Well, he jumped up and he teased the crowd that he had a very special item not originally listed. Tickets. Tickets, that's right, to Taylor Swift's concerts. The place went nuts. He referred to Taylor as his significant other. I'm sure he got permission from Taylor. It's her tickets, not his, to do this, but just lovely. These two are having fun together. Everybody in the room that saw them said they are the real deal. I had sources there who said they spent all night looking at each other, smiling, trying to be a normal couple. It's impossible when you're as famous as Taylor Swift, but really enjoying each other's company. And a really nice little sign here, and I think this is true for everybody, they get along with each other's friends. Isn't that important? Have you ever dated somebody and they just didn't fit in with your friendship group? It makes life really difficult, doesn't it? But these all get along and had a marvellous night in Vegas and raised a lot of money for charity. Okay, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Aubrey O'Day is accusing Diddy of trying to muzzle her by using her publishing rights. So Aubrey has come forward with startling new allegations against Diddy, suggesting that his decision to relinquish publishing rights to the Bad Boy Records artists in 2023 was a calculated move to buy their silence. So Diddy got so rich when you worked for Diddy's label. He kept your publishing, which is 50% of the money you make from your songs. We talked about this a little earlier, and Britney Spears not making any money because she's not the songwriter. If you are a songwriter, 50% of your song is for writing, 50% is for publishing. Diddy took the publishing. That's how we became so rich. Now, a lot of artists have said this is so unfair. He's making all this money. It's a bad contract. And so in 2023, surprising everybody, Diddy decided to give all those artists their publishing back. Well, Aubrey claims that she received a meager sum of about $300 from her publishing, and she refused to sign the deal. You have to remember now that a lot of these artists that worked for Diddy, they don't sell anymore. So even if you own your publishing and your songwriting, you're not going to make a lot of money. So Aubrey's saying it wasn't about the money. It was a clever move from Diddy, because if you took his offer, you had to sign an NDA that meant you could not reveal anything about working for him. She said she thinks he knew all this was coming. All these accusations were coming. And so he tried to buy her and other people's silence. Our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of rub. You got a rub. New study. What makes school kids the most popular? What do you think it is? Is it that they're the athletes? Is it that they're funny? Is it that they're pretty? Is it that they're rich parents? No. None of the above makes any difference. What makes kids really popular in school? And they did test after test, study after study, is that the most popular kids have the longest lists of the people they like. So you can control your own likability. And the way you do it is by liking others. The more people you like, the longer your list is of people you like, the more popular you will be. Boom, mind-blowing. Think about all the people you like today. Make that list and make sure it's long, long, long. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and The Naughty Show. You're the co-host today, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, sing along, naughties. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.